Good morning, boys and girls. I want to hear a pin drop. Good morning. I want to hear a pin drop. Now, it would be anything but normal if this many wonderful people gathered and we didn't have just a little bit of confusion. Because I'm sure when our founding forefathers landed at Plymouth, when DeSoto landed on the shores of Florida, I'm sure there was confusion. For 11 years now, we have been gathering here on the banks of the immortal Suwannee River to listen to folk tunes, folk tales, dance the folk dances, see the crafts, Manette worked, eat the regional foods, visit with our neighbors that we don't see but once a year. Once again, in celebration of a National Music Week, the first weekend in May, here we are together again. And this wonderful band from our own county, Hamilton County, from Jasper High School, with Cousin H.E. Olert as the director, is going to heist a tune for us.
And tell them what it is.
Yes.
It's American Folk Street, Mesa the Park, so.
It's highly appropriate that they play an American Folk Suite across the wide Missouri, the Erie Canal, black is the color of my true love's hair, and whoopee-tie-ya-yo. Let's have it, cousin.
Thank you. Butch to move down some so he can see me. Move down where you can see me. There we go.
Seminole friends, the first citizens of Florida, are here to greet you. I'm not going to take time to say a great deal about them this time, but don't they make a pretty picture? Let's give them a hand. Billy is the oldest. He doesn't mind my telling his age. He's 101. And that little cutie, the youngest one, is 18 months old. And they'll be over under the chickies to greet you, to talk to you. They have some lovely crafts over there that you want to see and take some home with you. And importantly, Billy and Josie Billy have a little biography prepared for you boys and girls who would like to know a little more about them. So be sure to visit with them while you're here. They'll be here the whole weekend. Now, from Gainesville Kirby Smith School comes a fine group, and what are they going to do? The Old Tare River, right on the stage, boys and girls. Earliest known version of the Old Tare River, which dates back to minstrel days. It was sung with tremendous applause at Harrington's New Museum and at principal theaters in the United States by Joel W. Sweeney, known as the father of the banjo. Sweeney is reported to have cut a cheese box in two, covered it with skin, and strung it with five strings, and so invented the banjo. And here they are with their own accompaniment to sing this old-timey song. Their little mockingbirds is coming to sing the Gypsy Girl for us, Marilyn Rain. Marilyn is a true little folk singer. She's learned her songs from her father, her mother, and her grandparents. Marilyn Rain. No, don't touch it. Today is almost the 1st of May, the 3rd of May, and for hundreds of years, the Maypole has been danced about to celebrate May Day. I wonder how many of you girls went out day before yesterday and washed your faces in dew to get rid of freckles. Remember next first day of May, you gals, get rid of your freckles. See, I have hardly any, because that's what I do. And all you old girls, if you want to have eternal youth, go out barefooted and wade in the dew. And if you want to know who your true love is, look over your right shoulder in the well, and you'll see your future intended's face reflected therein. Now here from up the road a piece at Madison, it says Live Oak, but don't tell anybody, they are really from Madison, is the intermediate group from Madison Elementary School to do the traditional winding of the maypole. It looks easy, but it isn't. And this is not something that they learned specially to bring to the festival. They have a May Day festival and have for 100 years in their school. Thank you so much for doing the maypole, winding the maypole for us. A fine question and answer folk song that will tickle your funny bone and has been tickling the funny bone of many a one for many a year is A Paper of Pins. Young young pioneers is from Forest Hills School near the River of May. Who knows where the River of May flows? Jacksonville, of course. And from our own county, J.R.E. Lee High School Chorus comes with their leader, Nick Johnson, to sing a beautiful spiritual, Roll Jordan Roll, for us.
Riding the chariot in the morning, Lord.